Our story begins with Chloe, our perfect, naughty, red-headed Chloe, with her clear blue eyes, looking and talking to her friend about the occult, more specifically, about demons. Perhaps they aren't bad, just misunderstood, you know? To much of her friend's disbelief, how come you're interested in all that spooky stuff? And in Chloe's mind, she could perfectly picture it. Herself almost stripped naked in front of a summoning circle, waiting for a sexy hunk, well-hung demon to appear and just fuck her. But she could only laugh at herself, smiling, telling her friend that she had reasons. Shortly after, they split paths and Chloe starts heading home from college. She is so distracted by her early lustful thoughts that she barely registers almost stepping into a book. Not an ordinary book by the creepy cover. It resembled a shriveled up face, but it naturally piqued their interest. Just as she was about to pick it up, she bumped into the book's owner that had reached out at the same time to pick it up as well. Chloe knew this person, this man, and although she was not very fond of him, her interest of the book got the better of her. After bargaining it for it, she manages to acquire the book in exchange for being this man's date for a party later on. With no real interest in fulfilling her end of the deal, she just eagerly hurries back home. On arrival, she is greeted by her twin brother Timothy, with his smaller, slender stature, green eyes, and messy red hair. He's often passed as younger than her.
"Hey, sis,"
he greets. "Hey, dumbass," she replies, and half-heartedly asks about his day. Tim happily banters about it, until he realizes that it has been left talking to himself, just as Chloe's bedroom door slams closed. Finally alone and with privacy, Chloe can start what she'd had in her mind after skimming through the book on her way there. She begins by getting out of her shirt with no bra underneath, her perfect round perky breasts just hanging as she also changes into a pair of sexy laced white panties, tying her long hair into two ponytails and putting on a pink choker around her neck. Her black cat, Poe, stands by, uninterested, as he watches his master light two red candles and getting herself into position to perform a specific ritual. "Let's begin," she says, as she drops on her knees, legs spread, both hands on the book and supporting her way, with her breasts snugly fit between her arms, dangling slightly forward, her nipples hardening as she begins to intone.
"Conda Astrella Montos Canda."
The two long candles in front of her begin to melt alarmingly fast and flare in an eerie way as she continues.
"I offer my body. Come. Set your infernal pleasures. Accept my gift to you. For your unholy servitude. Canda."
The candles completely melt as she finishes, and in their place, two entities appear before her. Before her now stood two smaller statured, amber-eyed demons, each sporting a pair of thick, short horns in their heads, wearing nothing but a somewhat tribal-looking leather loincloth. Both demons were still in a daze, taking in their new surroundings, as their tension came swiveling down to a very eager Chloe, crouching on all fours, with lust in her eyes, matched by a very content smile. "I thought you'd be scary looking," she grins. The demons are quite taken aback by the sight, and wonder if this lustful sight could be their summoner. "Yeah, I guess I am," Chloe, at your service, she happily chirps, much to Demon's puzzlement. At their service. It doesn't work like that, does it? And that answer remains unanswered in their minds as the human, their summoner, apparently continues. So, would you like to take a closer look? She asks in phase, taking the sides of the demon pair that on closer inspection seem very cute and positively not scared and scary as they approach her with curiosity. Parker, the demon with the cute mohawk, tentatively peeks behind his summoner, while Clive, the demon with the tattoos on his shaved head, finishes bantering introductions. The first demon watches Chloe's plump ass and pussy in awe, constricted only by the white, almost see-through panties. Chloe catches on and asks, while lightly shaking her ass in an inviting way and grinning, her blue eyes sparkling. So, Vark, are you enjoying the view back there?
Oh yes, miss.
The demon returns the smile.
Very much.
Chloe laughs and adds, also gesturing to Clive, well, don't be shy, give it a try. That's all the invitation they both need to latch their hands on each cheek, groping Chloe's ass and lightly licking its cheeks in excitement.
We don't have mushy things like this back home,
Barker happily states as he finishes a quick lick.
You're right.
Clive sighs.
And she's missing her tail, and what? Her skin smells so good, too.
It's all yours, guys. Chloe encourages with a small laugh as he changes their focus to get a closer inspection on her summonings. Although perky and relatively tiny in stature, her attention quickly gets directed at the growing bulges behind the skimpy loincloth. Her mind begins to be clouded by an aroused haze as she states to the nearest one. That's a decent looking bulge right there. And her lust takes over as she sits upright again, a hand reaching on each erection, groping them tightly. Are all demon cocks this hot? She asks excitedly. Yeah, you guys like that, don't you? She says after hearing the soft moan from the demons in reaction to her generous touch. Both are in a feverish trance as she continues to massage them, their bulges continuing to grow when Chloe orders. Barky, stick out that tongue for me, baby. While she becomes absorbed by the kiss, Clive positions himself better behind her, getting his hands full of her perky hot breasts and praising her for it. This in turn only makes Chloe's panties soak more. That's it. Squeeze my tits. This is turning you both on, huh? She teasingly asks, in a thin trail of spit still going down her chin from Barker's kiss. If your tongues feel that hot and sparky, she continues, urging both demons in front of her and grabbing onto their trembling massive erections as her pussy begins to dribble down sticky juice. I can't wait to see what these taste like. As she hastily pulls both cocks out of their clot prisons. As Chloe had fantasized about, and despite the demon's small stature, their cocks were evidently massive and positively pulsing with wanton desire. God damn, what a yummy sight, she can't help but remark.
It's amazing, miss.
Parker excitedly says, completely enthralled on his own arousal.
And weird. I feel eager for something.
Chloe flips her hair back and with a knowing, confident smile simply says, amused, I have that kind of effect on boys. I have been craving as well. As she grabs both shafts by their bases and lightly squeezes.
What do we do?
Barker hurriedly asks.
How can we appease this need? Oh, I'm feeling it too.
Clive quickly adds, slightly trembling to the touch. Easy. Chloe answers as she props herself, crouching in front of them. As her mouth begins to open, her tongue slightly out. You shove these cocks in my mouth and down my throat. She barely finishes as she grabs both closer and sticks the tips into her already drilling mouth, causing both demons to jolt into a sudden wave of pleasure. For the next few minutes, Chloe dutifully sets out about sucking off both tips as best as she can, with help of her hands milking along their shafts, coating both cocks with her drool and retreating into her mind as both demons give in to her service. She wonders. They're so strong and damn, that taste. Oh, I love cock so much. I'm getting lightheaded.
Shit, Bark. I think she's hooked. I think so too, Clive.
The demons say as they look at Chloe's slutty face. Ah, hello boys. These dicks are addictive. I need more. Chloe says before another moan escapes her mouth.
Hey, check it.
Clive muses as he bumps his hips.
She's leaking all over the floor. Yeah.
Barker replies, grabbing onto Chloe's head and thrusting harder.
What a pretty sight.
Chloe, with Clive's cock against her face, leans to Barker. Oh yeah, my pussy is dripping like crazy. Why don't you cope a few? She's dying for some good rubbing. The attention is diverted to Barker, who goes around Chloe as she goes on all four, sticking her soaked panties up for Barker to touch with his finger.
She's so soft and warm. Feels so freaking nice, man.
Chloe laughs. Here, she says as she pulls on her panties tied on her pussy and then slides them to the side, giving the demon the full sight of her naked holes. Let me clear the view for you, sexy. What do you think of that combo,
So pretty.
Barker says, squishing her lips with his hand and stretching her hole wide and gaping, letting your juices drizzle out.
This feels terrific. There's so much juice here,
he says to Clive.
It's sucking my two fingers in.
She likes you. Let her have them. Sink them in. Oh, there. Fuck, this feels good.
This is so lewd.
Barker chimes in with his fingers, making Chloe's pussy wetter and wetter. Lust pulls Barker in as he sinks his face, tongue out, into Chloe's pussy, making her moan and finally begin to suck on the tip of Clive's cock in front of her. If this is what hell She muses as her mouth begins to slide deeper, flicking her tongue around Clive's cock. Heaven can kiss my ass. That little devil is slapping my pussy. Look at that happy cock. Her thoughts are interrupted by Clive, who grabs the back of Chloe's head and forces her mouth deeper, gagging her with his cock. Yes. Oh, punish my mom. I wanna feel it in my throat. Feast on that pussy. She continues as her breasts with her hard nipples jiggle with the movements.
Summoner, there's something, something wrong, fuck, shit.
Yes, come, so hungry for that, come. Grabbing Chloe's head with both hands, Clive gives his final, hard, deep thrusts as he sinks his entire cock down Summoner's pretty little mouth, coming deep inside her throat. In the same instant, Barker continues to tongue fuck her pussy, and all the sensations mix in, making her come as well.
Oh.
Clive heavily pants.
I swear I felt I unloaded all my insides. But where is it, Summoner?
Still trembling from her own orgasm, she not so apologetically explains. Sorry, sweetie. I came so hard with that dick in my mouth. I just had to swallow that thick, that was a miss.
Summoner, I want to shoot my insides too.
Barker eagerly yelps, interrupting her. Oh, don't worry, Chloe assures him as she strips off her drenched panties. I didn't forget my hungry barky boy.
Awesome.
He purrs.
And will you swallow my cum too?
Well, Chloe starts as she shifts in her position. Sure. You could say that, she adds with a cocky grin. Get that cock over here, she continues as she lays on her back, legs spread open, and shove it all the way inside this hot pussy. That is what you really want, isn't it, little purr? At this point, Barker's cock was desperately hard and pulsing. Rubbing himself against Chloe's wet pussy, he lightly chuckled, asking with a grin of his own,
"Are you sure my cock will fit you, Summoner?"
"Oh, Barky," Chloe hungrily sighed. "It has to. It fucking has to." Directing his tip toward the entrance as he began to push himself in. His pre-cum, combined with her already drenched juices, made short work of fitting his cock all the way in, up to his balls, into Chloe's welcoming thigh, wet, warm pussy, almost making his mind go numb with the pleasurable sensations. Trembling, he couldn't help but to sink into her, lowering himself and seeking her tongue and lips with his own, only to whimper.
So good. I can't even move my legs.
Same. Chloe hazily replies under Clive's lustful watch on the sidelines. Here, try to lift me up instead. And to her amazement, but not really surprising under the circumstances, Parker was stronger than he looked, wrapping his arms tightly and securely around her waist, pulling her up with him as he kneeled on the bed, still connected to her, and her legs also tightly wrapped around him.
Oh, yeah, so good.
She hysterically moaned.
Let's do this. Oh my god. Let's do this.
He began to trust their combined wetness, making the most lewd and erotic noises as they smacked against each other, dribbling down onto the sheets. The view alone was driving Clive crazy.
I need some of that.
Lay back and keep still. Chloe instructed Barker, balancing herself above the demon and quickly and deeply thrusting herself onto him, making her ass jiggle and gape as her pussy pounded onto Barker.
So deep.
Fuck yes. Let me fuck that dick. Take it, little purr. And just as quickly as she had started, she slowed down, leaning onto Barker, a wicked smile on her face. I want more, she teasingly said.
Oh yeah? How's that?
Barker asked. I want it in my ass.
Hey Clive, can you help us with that?
He motioned for Clive, with his own cock still in Chloe's pussy, but further spreading her cheeks, making her ass pucker. Yeah, you. Hurry over here and help your summoner. Chloe encouraged, giving Clive an alluringly inviting look.
How could anyone say no to that?
Clive loomed over, spreading her ass with his fingers.
It's twitching so much.
Yes, it is. Said Chloe. My ass is calling for that dick. Come on, ram it in there. No spit, no nothing. Give it to me raw, please. That's all Clive needed as he began to position himself, shoving his tip, making Chloe a weak moaning mess. Collapsing onto Barker, who helped Clive sink deeper by grabbing Chloe's ass from below, spreading it and thrusting his cock deep in her pussy at the same time. She was stuffed. Both demons had no qualms about thrusting into her as they saw fit, ramming both her holes in a mess of juices.
Oh, this lady.
Clive moaned.
That butt jiggles so fucking good on my dick.
Yes, I'm a grade A fucking slut. Look at their faces. They couldn't ask for more. I couldn't ask for more. I need to get stuff like this forever.
Chloe's daydreaming got interrupted by Barker's increasingly loud moans, with his face buried beneath her breasts and sucking on them.
Oh, shit. It's coming. It's coming.
Please. Feel that pussy.
Chloe screamed in her mind as she felt Barker's cock pulse and come deep inside her. They lifted her up, Clive's cock still deep in her ass, as Barker took his out of a cum-filled pussy. It was so much. It had already begun to leak out and dribble down to her ass. But Clive didn't give her a break, falling onto his back and pulling her with him, continuing to thrust hard into her ass. Barker's view was amazing. His summoner, having her arms strapped with Clive's behind his head while he fucked her, leaving her tits to jiggle with every thrust. I feel like I'm gonna faint, she said between moans.
Not yet, miss,
said Clive.
I'm not done yet.
Don't ever. I need it. Give it to me. The file that her lust-filled slutty face was practically beckoning Barker to continue to fuck her pussy. Stick it in again. And that was all he needed as his hard dick began to enter her again. Yes. Shove it all in hard, you bastard. Stir me up inside. Stretch my pussy hole wide open. She moaned as she took Barker's dick and opened her hungry mouth to his kiss. The three of them were in trance. Intense, deep, and hard fucking was all that mattered at the moment. And as they became more agitated in bed, the summoning book came flying onto her bedroom open windowsill, where Poe was napping. And like all cats, he did the very cat thing of pawing it until it fell onto the garden. None of the three paying attention, as all of them were nearing their orgasms. Remit, yes. Deeper. Push that cock into my womb. Yeah. Yes. But there was a fourth person. On the other side of the window, with his headphones on, Tim absent-mindedly watered house's plants. He noticed, finally, the book and Poe.
Hey, Poe. What you got there, buddy?
He asked, leaning and picking up the book, flicking through its pages, completely unaware of the orgy happening just across him.
Huh.
He mused as he began to try and make sense of the funny words appearing before him, hesitating at first.
Tatra? Amistavin?
His voice began to eerily carry and characteristically heavy, reaching his sister's ears, but by then it was too late.
Azaratha. Taz. Manus. Manus. Hula.
No, Chloe weakly said, as both demons ignored her brother and kept giving in to her heavy lusts.
Ansor, Sun, Derosa, Bahir, Sega.
Stop. Don't read that. Shut it off. Chloe meekly tried.
Dance. DeRosa. Candor.
Barker and Clive were at their limits, madly trusting into Chloe, about to shoot their demonic cum deep into her summoner. With her also nearing her limits, but still trying to shut down the incantation. Shut it off. Please.
Candor.
Timothy spoke again, his eyes glassy and his voice a monotone, loud and terrible.
Candor.
He said last, before Chloe screamed, shut it off. As she came. Both demons turned to mist and surrounded him, seeming to disappear. But his eyes shone amber before both collapsed into a deep sleep.